Okay, so now we're recording. And thanks for the suggestion, Tim. I think you're right. We should just record all of these Zoom meetings and plug them up to YouTube. So yeah, just today I finally got terminated by Uber.
Why?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but why?
Here's a message from Uber. Hi, Michael. During a recent review, we found multiple reports of you not properly wearing a face cover. As a result, we will be removing your account access as of today. Our policy requires that riders, drivers, and delivery people wear non-medical face covers while completing rides or deliveries. This policy was designed with the safety of everyone that uses Uber in mind, including drivers and delivery people like you. If you need to access any of your account information, you can still visit drivers.uber.com. We appreciate everything you've done to support your community and wish you the best moving forward. You know, which is funny, I read that and I remember them, you know, sending me a recent email saying, we want to commend you for your more than 5,000 rides. That's a tremendous achievement. And you're over whatever, like 2,000 five-star rides, you know. And so they give me big commendations, right? So here's my response to this. And I wasn't exaggerating on those five stars. It was huge. A lot.
I believe you.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, my dear Uber, I respectfully urge. Okay. So I wrote back. I said, dear Uber, I respectfully urge and encourage you, Uber, to reinstate my driving status with Uber immediately based upon the following. I notified Uber by replying to two of your messages that I do not wear a face mask for health reasons. I also notified Uber that under the Americans with Disabilities Act, Title III, I am exempt from wearing a face mask. I further informed Uber that if they are doing business within the United States of America, then they are subject to the laws of the USA. Additionally, I have a series of videos that show my passengers being informed by me upon entry into my vehicle that I do not wear a face mask. Hence, they voluntarily and freely entered into my vehicle, knowing in advance that I do not wear a face mask. They had the option whether to choose to ride with me or choose not to ride with me and call another Uber. It is contradictory that they would voluntarily and freely choose to get into the vehicle with me, knowing I do not have a face mask, only to report me as not wearing a face mask. However, even if they did, I previously advised Uber that I do not wear a face mask for health reasons, and my riders made the choice to get into the vehicle with me knowing I do not wear a face mask. I will happily provide you with the above mentioned videos if that makes a difference for you. Nevertheless, the only thing that really matters is that I informed Uber that I do not wear a face mask for health reasons and that I am exempt from wearing a face mask under the Americans with Disabilities Act, Title III, which is a federal civil rights law within the USA. Please reinstate my driving status promptly. Thank you, Mike.
That's a good letter.
So I'm just waiting, and I did get a couple replies back. Hi, Mike. Thank you for checking in. Your request is still pending, but it's taking a bit longer than usual. We'll get you a response as soon as possible. Sorry for the wait. So
that's because just a form letter.
Right, right.
It's taking longer because of COVID. Everything takes longer because
exactly.
Of COVID.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So you, I like your wizard on your picture that you said your daughter does those?
That one, no, I just grabbed that off the internet. That's nothing there. I'm probably going to get sued for copyright, wherever that came from.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing about that is I've thought about that in the past. That would be on Google. It would be their responsibility to safeguard images so that nobody can take them.
Yeah. Good luck.
They're putting it in a free public domain. So,
no,
I'll take any image and use it, and I won't worry about copyright infringement because
I'm not worried.
Yeah,
I don't
because
even care.
The people that put it on Uber didn't do anything to conceal it or protect it with coding.
Yeah.
And Google has not done anything. So as far as I'm concerned, if you can grab an image off the internet that's public domain, there is no copyright on it.
I agree. I agree with that.
Now there'd be copyright against using it for for gain. Yeah. You know, you can't take it that picture and go make a little children's book called The Wizard and use that image.
Yeah, that's true.
Sell the book, you know?
Yeah. I got Pam Popper here. I got a couple of Mike Singer videos. One is store. What's this one? Here you're in some kind of tent.
Yeah. I want to send you this one real quick.
Yeah, I do not wear a face mask for health reasons.
Where are you?
Oh, that was at the dog.
I
do.
I can't even hear these people with their masks. Yeah, I don't know what the hell they're saying.
Yeah. I do not have to do that under law. I do not have to disclose my health condition.
Are you getting harassed at a dog park?
Yeah.
What's the hell, my God?
I was telling Mike that if it was like Planet Fitness, you'd have to wear the mask going through the gate. You know, when you open the gate and then close it, as soon as you close it, you could take your mask off and go walk.
Yes, that is true. My friend that I talk to every month called Marcus Allen, he allegedly did some kind of Twitter campaign against Planet Fitness for that. And he said they reversed the policy. I don't know exactly what they reversed, but he said he did influence them just for that.
But, yeah. They did reverse it according because of complaints, and they didn't reverse it necessarily. They made it where you have to wear it. I guess at one point maybe you had to wear it the whole time, even when you were working out.
But is that where you go to work out?
Yeah. Okay. But they also have in it now, if you have a health condition, contact the local club for details or something, whatever that means. So that's what I'm going to probably do tomorrow when I go there.
Well, since we're talking about masks, because, you know, this is how they do PSYOPs. All we do is talk about masks, and we're not even talking about the real problem, but this is how it works. This is the brilliance of PSYOPs. So we're all misdirected away from the main topic, and we're all just, this is how they do it. This is how they control the public argument. So we're all lost in this insane world of masks. We're just debating here in Canada, our FCC or whatever, our FAA equivalent up here says the only way you can get on a plane without a mask, as if no one's flying anyway, is if you get a letter from your doctor. That's the latest. That just happened today, but no one's flying anyway, so it's not it's not really an issue. I also heard you can't get a passport unless you buy a ticket and go to the passport office and say you need a passport because you just bought this plane ticket. So it's sort of reverse where, and I heard that's the same in the United States. You can't get your passport extended or renewed right now.
Oh boy.
What does that tell you?
I don't know. I'm trying to think about that.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Every day there's a lot going on.
Somebody told me the other day, I don't remember who, that I-10 has checkpoints. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I was gonna say the passport thing. Maybe they're trying to bring out the next round is you have to get vaccinated before you can get your passport. So they're just holding them up.
And what do you think of this? Do you think? Yeah, I guess we already talked about this Victoria state in Australia where the Chinese were being flown in.
Yeah,
and you know, I think they're gonna pick an American city to do the same thing. I don't know which one. But I could see this happening.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if it's Seattle.
Yeah, somewhere on the wet coast there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is nuts. It's ultimately about, again, that guy you showed us last night in Australia, that Patriot. That was genuine, man. That guy was...
You think he was the real deal?
Yeah, he was the real deal.
Yeah, he was going nuts.
Yeah, you know, he really needs to find a way to organize people, man. He's got to become an organizer. He's got to take that energy and just focus on finding a way to organize. I wish I could. I mean, I put the great idea out there. I mean, the Patriot Action Plan. I don't know if you ever read through the Patriot Action Plan on our website at thebigvirushoax.com, but that's like pretty much an A to Z. You know, here's what to do, people. You know, wake up. You know, let's communicate. Let's unite, let's organize, let's create action plans. You know, Dr. Kaufman was talking about that on that video, right, Brian? That they're putting groups together where they're going to go in large groups to go shopping without masks on.
yeah, 300 people or something going in,
right,
or whatever.
That's what you need. You need large.
Yeah.
Groups. Yeah. And we got to talk to Dr. Kaufman. I put in a request today to interview him. I told him, you know, that we'd like to give him the opportunity, and it would be an opportunity for him to let Brian and I interview him, because we've seen all of his interviews and there's just too many questions that nobody else asks that we will ask. And going back into the nitty gritty, right? So much of the questions that are asked of him make 1,000 assumptions, you know, there's 1,000 assumptions have been made and they're asking questions above those assumptions, you know. We're going to get into dissecting the assumptions, you know, the nitty gritty. And it's not to put Dr. Kaufman on a spot. I mean, we'll tell him, hey, if you don't, you know, we don't expect you know everything. You're not God. You know, we don't expect you to know every little answer. But, you know, we'd like to have your take and your insights on this idea, this perspective.
The other thing he's doing is getting together, like, retreats, you know, of like-minded
Yeah. people. There's some guy named James True on YouTube.
Yeah, I think that's who he's getting with.
Yeah, I haven't really sat through one of his videos yet. His mic is so low I can hardly hear him, but he seems like he's on the same page there.
Am I low? My voice? You can't hear me?
No,
you're fine. There's James True. Oh. He's got it looks like a big microphone, but he's really hard to hear.
And he's in an Adobe or something, or a yurt? I don't know.
Yeah, he looks like he's in a shed.
Yeah,
are we really going back to the land here?
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. Yeah.
You know, what comes to my mind, you know, and when you said that is, this thing's more complicated, you know, than we realize. Because on the front end, we are the frontline warriors, you know, in terms of, hey, everything that's happening is wrong. It's illegal. It's against individual God-given sovereignty and rights. You know, it's against the law. It's just morally and ethically wrong. You can't do this. You don't do it. You're not going to do it to me. And many other people take that position. And frankly, the people that take that position, they don't do it to them. You know, they're standing for their rights, and their rights are honored because they're standing for them. That's the funny thing about it. They know that they've got control over the sheeple. They know they've got control over the scared and the fearful. And that's a great many people. So, you know, it just brought up the thing that Brian and I will sometimes jokingly say, you know, that, you know, we're going to jump on the bandwagon with Bill Gates, right? Go Bill Gates, man. You know, he's looking to depopulate the world. You know, if people are that stupid, right, that they're just going to be sheeple and get led into the, it's like, you know, I remember watching documentaries. My dad sitting in there watching History Channel or something, you know, these old clips of, you know, Nazi Germany, you know.
Well, that's all the History Channel is.
Right, exactly.
It should be renamed the Hitler Channel.
I will say, without saying that I agree or disagree with the narrative on the Holocaust. Right. I will say that there's no question in my mind that it's very likely and very probable that the narrative that exists is an exaggerated and blown out of proportion one. Like, because that's everything that the media does is exaggerated and blown out of proportion. But to the extent that they're, and I wasn't there, right? I wasn't there, so I don't know. That's, you know, right. And I don't just believe what
you do know.
History books tell me.
You know how history is being fabricated in real time right now.
Exactly.
So if they're doing it today, I'm sure they were doing it 50 years ago,
absolutely,
100 years ago, 200 years ago.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
There's no doubt.
You took the thoughts right out of my head.
Maybe yeah, it's terrible. So we already know. That's why we have to question history. Because now we're watching it.
The point I want to take from it, though.
They change it every 5 or 10 years, you know, whatever. Right. They change the books.
Right, they're literally creating history. They're creating what the future, you know, history books are going to say, not only now, but as time goes on. They're always tweaking so that they can create.
Well, we see with our own eyes. Yeah, we see with our own eyes today what's going on. And then we read in the paper, read on the internet, 5 minutes later, something different.
Right.
So they'll say, we'll see a million people in Berlin and they'll say 17,000 people.
Right.
Exactly. That's a big difference.
Right.
And all they do is change the numbers.
Right. Now, the point I wanted to make of the old footage, which I'll be honest with you, sometimes I look at some of that old footage and it looks like they were actors. Just like today, we know absolutely. They have crisis actors. They have crisis actors today that are going out and stirring things up. So when I, there's two ways to look at it, whether it's real or whether they were actors. When I see the footage of like these supposedly lines of naked Jews walking over to the side of a ditch to be shot and fall into a ditch. Have you ever seen those clips, Ryan?
I've seen photos.
I've seen clips of that, man. We were told they were gas, though.
Well, no, and I've seen clips of them, you know, where you could see a bulldozer and you see a big deep ditch and you see
bodies.
Them walking over and then they open up on them and they all fall into the ditch. Now, my point is that
we don't know who they were. They could have been the Germans. The Americans could have been shooting Germans into the hole.
That's true. It could have been anybody. We didn't know who it was.
They didn't have labels on them.
But my point ultimately is when I was looking at those videos and I saw the expressions of the people, they were just expressionless, you know, and they were just like, okay, I'm just going to go along. I'm just going to walk to the ledge and let them shoot me in the head so I fall in the ditch. You know, there was no anxiety, no stress, no resistance.
Yeah,
so that made it where it could be even fake. You know, it could have been just Hollywood bullshit. Or at the very least, assuming it's real, right? It's like, that just goes to show you, if people are that stupid, you know, that they're just
we don't submit. Nobody has in their mind to question what they see. No one actually has that in their mind. At least you do. Right. I do. We question. So yeah, most people don't question anything they've ever seen.
That's true. They just suck it in.
I heard that when they were taking over Libya and getting rid of the Gaddafi guy, even though he's probably one of the West guys anyway, but they were creating a quote unquote revolution. Right. They were broadcasting before they took him out they were propagandizing the soldiers of his team that the other soldiers in his team had defected, so they should just give up. So the propaganda was to convince the guys that were still fighting the coup forces that the war was over, the little skirmish was over, and they should just give up, even though that wasn't true. So it just shows you, propaganda is the art of winning a war without shooting. So if you just tell the other side that, oh, your whole side just defected in an hour ago, you may as well just give up. And that's what these mask stories are all about, the ones that they create.
Right.
So they put the story out that this girl's being strangled by the police because she's not wearing a mask. How many people do you think that will influence to not even try going outside?
Yeah, absolutely.
The answer is hundreds.
That's pretty close to George Floyd. I mean, he almost had the same look on his face of just sort of looking up in space, you know, and nothing major. You know, it's like he got a hand in his pocket and he's choking her at the same time.
Yeah.
No big deal. Though it had a similar feel to it almost, now that you mention it.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt that that was another staged event. No doubt.
Yeah, although Brian and I looked at the original footage, and when you find the original footage, you know, I got to say, it might have been staged in terms of this cop was in on killing a guy, but they did kill the guy, man. They did. Brian and I saw the original footage. And what's more is when you see all the people out there calling it, you know, fake, they take snippets of the original footage and put it together in a way where it looks questionable. But when
are you talking about the footage that came out today?
What's that?
With the body cams, you mean?
Yeah. Is that what you're talking about? Is that what you saw?
No, I think he's talking about just
the actual original footage of the girl that was there with the camera. You know, because you could take a part of that and make it look like with somebody's expression or the way they move.
Think it was real?
Ryan and I came to the.
Do you think there was a guy named George Floyd that was killed by a cop?
I don't know that I agreed with it. I mean, I don't know.
When we saw that video, you agreed, Brian. You said, "Yeah, man, they outed this guy."
I did. I mean,
when we watch.
It's okay to change your mind.
Well, I mean, how do we know he died? I mean, you know.
That's right.
He's still right. There. He's not moving.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. Well, that's true.
There are so many occult references in this case. So many numbers and twins and the Twin Cities.
You know what, Brian? Forgive me for interrupting you, Tim.
But
Brian made a good point. Because that night, Brian, we were watching the original footage, and you did. Because prior to us watching that, we both were sure that it was a hoax, a put-on, that it was the whole thing was staged and yeah. Just bullshit. We believed that, both of us. But then we watched the original footage, and when we were done watching that, Brian, we both did be like, no. And we even told Kenny, we're like, no, that guy, yeah, we were convinced after watching all of the original footage that he was killed. But the point you just said right now, Brian, we didn't even entertain that thought that night, I remember. Because now that you said it, it's true. Yes, they sure made it look like they killed him in the original footage more than anything. But it's right. You're right. He could have, you know, been just laying there limp like they killed him.
Playing possum, yeah.
Playing possum, yeah. That is possible, yeah. And you know the old saying, we'll never know.
Well, you don't get to know the effect. The perception is all that counts, as Henry Kissinger says. It's right. Not reality, it's perception.
Right.
So if everyone perceived him to have died,
right,
then that's all. That's enough.
And the thing about me, and I guess you guys too, I don't want to believe a lie. Ultimately, I don't dig it. I don't. My arch nemesis is lies. I resent and detest lies. I'm the ultimate truther. I'm all about, I love the truth. I seek the truth and I love the truth. So I can come to a conclusion that I believe is the truth, but I'm always open, even after that conclusion, to hearing another side or getting more information that may alter, you know, the possibilities. And so most of the time I end up being, you know, I'm not the guy that's calling it a hoax and he didn't die. And I'm not the guy that's saying, no, he died, even though a minute ago I did. Until, see, Brian said something tonight. He didn't say it that night. So maybe, Brian, you were contemplating it afterwards, and you came up with that kind of realization of, well, wait a minute. Yeah, it looked like he died, but what if he was just playing possum? That night, when we saw it, though, it looked damn genuine, you know, the original footage. Compared to, and that's the problem, too, is that it was compared to all the bullshit snippets of, you know, the conspiracy theorists that are putting their snippets together and, yeah, look at the car across the street, man. It wasn't here before, but now it's there. But then you go see the original footage and the car's not there. You see the guy walk across the street and get in and drive away. So, duh, of course the car's not there, you know. The guy drove away, you know. So when you start seeing that and you put all the videos that made it out to be a fallacy based on this, that, and that, and this, that, and that turn out to be invalid, then it makes you all the more come back to, oh, shit, you know, maybe it was real. And then you see the whole thing, and you're like, oh, shit, they killed that guy.
Did you see, you saw the body cam stuff, Tim?
No, I don't even want to watch it.
Well, no, I mean, body cam, before they got him on the ground, where he's resisting going into the car.
No, I didn't see any of that.
They push him into the car, and then he kind of rolls out the other side type of thing, but he actually seemed like a nice guy. I mean, even though he was probably strung out on all that stuff, he wasn't really being belligerent. I mean, he was actually saying, you know, I'm scared to get in there and, you know, don't do that to me, man. And he wasn't fighting the cops necessarily. He was just, you know, not cooperating basically. So,
yeah. Now, here's a question for you guys. I have a friend, I have one of my users named SMJ on fakeologist.com and on our Discord. By the way, you guys can join in on Discord. I think Mike joined in, but I didn't see it, so I didn't verify it because I didn't see it in time. And it boots you off after 3 days if you're not verified. Yeah, he drops a lot of Wikipedia links in. And he just put a link into John Stith Pemberton. Do you know who that is? John Stith Pemberton invented Coca-Cola.
Okay.
And the CDC is in Atlanta near Emory University, the same hometown as Coca-Cola.
Right.
And there's a link between the guy that founded Coca-Cola and the CDC, I guess is what he's saying. But the question is, what do you think malaria is? Because I'm wondering now, they tell us malaria is spread by mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
And you have to take an anti-malarial drug. And back, it says here in 1929, he went to a plantation near Baker County, Georgia, and he met one of the employees who suffered a seizure from malaria, and he was a tenant farmer. And it says here, Mr. Woodruff went out and bought a barrel of quinine to distribute not just to Itchway residents, but to everyone in Baker County.
Malaria.
And for the next few years, Woodruff, who was the inventor of Coke, no, sorry, that's not it. Woodruff. Who's Woodruff? Sorry, Coca-Cola president, Robert Woodruff. Anyway, my point is it possible that malaria is somehow related to pesticides that they might have used on wherever this farm was?
Yep.
Whatever the Itchway plantation was, what would that be? Itchway plantation. What do you think? Would that be cotton? Let's look that up. So my question is, if they were using pesticides,
the pesticides made them itch, so that's why they call it Itchway. They're always itchy.
Yeah, that's funny. But what are the possibilities that they use pesticides to whatever the plantation plot was? And then people had whatever malarial conditions are, and they gave quinine, which I believe is just the sap of the quinine tree, to neutralize it. So I think a lot of these quote-unquote infectious diseases are just cover stories for pesticide poisoning.
Absolutely, man.
I certainly believe that in polio. They're covers.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what about malaria? I don't know, but I know malaria is supposed to be all over Africa. And they say it's mosquitoes.
My first thought would be that it's a parasite, you know. And again, how does a parasite affect the body? Does it create, you know, fevers and chills? It could, because that's the body, you know, reacting, trying to kill the thing or get it out of you. If it's not a parasite, it's definitely chemicals. To me, chemicals are the number one cause of all sicknesses. Chemicals.
Yeah.
Poisons that they've created and put into foods and put into the land. Alcohol literally kills white blood cells. Alcohol is a poison, and people
I've said that. Amen. It's like gasoline. You burn alcohol to power your car. Right. That was before gasoline. You know the story about Prohibition. I think I told you guys what I think happened with Prohibition. That is, cars were made to run on ethanol, and the whole idea was farmers were going to grow their own corn and get the ethanol and power their own equipment. And ethanol was cheaper than gasoline.
Oh, yeah. And what happened?
Yeah, so the Rockefellers, well, gasoline is a byproduct of making diesel. So they threw it away. Then they decided, like, fluoride is a byproduct of creating ammonium nitrate in Florida, where you live.
Or aluminum.
And they had these things called toxic ponds in Florida, where they just put the toxins created as a result of making fertilizer into these ponds. But they were killing people because the wind blew over the pond and the dust came up with the toxins, and people were breathing it in and it was killing them. So then they decided they had to get rid of it. And what they do, they sold it to water systems to pour into big water systems because they said fluoride's good for your teeth. And that was a way of getting rid of fluoride from the ammonium nitrate, the chemical fertilizer.
We got less than a minute. You're on to the big issue, and that is, they're using the concept of viruses as a cover, as a scapegoat.
Yes, yes.
While they put all their poisons out.
Absolutely.
That way we don't go back and sue them for poisoning us.
Virus. You got that right. Yeah, I think viruses.
I've got a whole blog. You got to read my blog on that. It's on my website. Scapegoat. Look for the blog that says Scapegoat and read it. It's on our
blog. Okay, good.
Page. And we are going to be suing them. And
absolutely.
They're going to be getting fined. And
hey, hope to see you tomorrow night, brother. Appreciate you coming in again, Tim.
Yeah, Tim.
Yeah, no sweat. I'll get some more people in here. And throw this on YouTube. What the heck?
Yeah, we'll start recording them. And I'll get Kenny on tomorrow, so he misses you.
All right, boys. Good work.
You too, buddy. Thanks.
You too.
Fakeologist.com, fakeotube.com.
Right on.
Thank you.